I sighted the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, you got your radio on, whether you're going by Stop and Shops, Flop and Jop, and Jerk Chicken Places, and wherever the hell you're riding, but you've tuned in to Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show with your host, Ray Guarino, co-host, wingman, and the guy who...
Other guy.
The bassman that's got my back, Joe D.
Hey.
And today... We're starting with Joe Jett and Roadrunner.
Who is these guys
over here?
We got a studio full of guys today. This is great. I've been waiting to do this. We got our good old friend Mopar Bob in the studio.
How's everybody?
And record player Joey. Joe Infinity.
Joey Boombahat.
In the station, right in the studio with us. Right, we've been trying to get you guys for a while. So we're going to we do a little bundling a la American Pickers. And we'll talk... Mopars, and we'll talk, because you guys both have a deep...
Music, Mopars, well,
Joe,
you name it.
Bob goes as deep as you can get, pretty much, in the Mopar world.
Yep. Yeah.
And Joe, he's, too, has quite a history.
He's good, too, because he took one look at me and goes, yeah, you're a Chevy guy, ain't you?
I knew you were a Chevy guy, Joe.
Yeah. Was it the bow tie tattoo on his forehead?
I'm not sure, but it was the Chevy emblem on the back of his shirt, man.
So I figure we'll get together, we'll have a little soiree, we'll talk cars, and Joe Records, the music I play comes from your place, most of it at least, from Infinity Records in Massapequa.
Best place right? ever.
Yeah.
Cars and music.
Yeah,
best place. It's a time tunnel for great audio equipment and CDs and records, and God, it's the best.
We have a lot of fun. And then, you know, one day, I don't know how it happened, but I was talking to... How did it happen, Joe? We were talking one day about something, and... I don't know how it came up that I knew Bob, because you said, oh, Mopar Bob. I'm like, yeah, Bob, I know Bob. He goes, how do you know Bob? I'm like, Bob sold me all my audio gear 30 years ago at New Market Lewis.
We had black hair then.
Yeah, a lot of it, too.
Oh, my God.
So that's the thing that we found in the car community and the music community, maybe not to the same degree, but...
lots of overlap.
A lot of overlap, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just happy to say that we're still here to talk about it. That's why I said, let's get in the studio and do it together. You know?
That's nice. Yeah, I met Mopar Bob at a Mopar show like 12, 15 years
ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Joe, your Mopar past... Tell us about that a little bit, because people may not know. You know, people see you in the store, and they don't really get to interact with you. Because there's a certain hierarchy in there that I learned. It's like, hey, who's that guy that walks around just being real quiet? Oh, yeah, that's Joe.
Yeah,
like,
I don't talk much.
No, he doesn't.
You don't have to, man. We understand.
Joe told me he won't talk to you unless he likes you.
You're not lying.
Yeah. So,
Oh, look, we got a flasher ready.
All right, so let's do this. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to the fun. We'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Who are we speaking to?
My name's Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's happening? Where are you from?
I'm from Oceanside.
All right, what's going on today?
Hey, Steve.
How you doing,
I know you guys, hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. Happy to talk to you guys. Hey, I know you're talking about Mopar. I have a 92 Volvo 240.
Right.
Okay.
And I live in a very low-lying area. So I had a problem a couple of months ago. Where the water got too high, and I had like about 3 inches in the wheel well, inside the car.
Yikes!
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I got everything out, whatever, like the airbag exploded on me. Oof. I was like, oh, now I'm having a problem. The car won't get out of third gear.
Okay.
And I, I don't know what it is. I'm not very knowledgeable, but I know the car won't get out of third. You know what I mean? And I can't. It won't go into, you know, whatever the overdrive is on it.
Okay.
And I want to. Is that wiring? Is it electric? Because it's 92, so I don't know. You know.
Well,
what I mean?
Yeah. They were using electronics, you know, very basically even back then. I believe that tranny uses an overdrive solenoid. I don't think it's got a full blown tranny computer just yet. But yeah, the overdrive is probably electric. You know, when you get a car that gets submerged like that, everything is suspect. Everything, because whether it's the module that controls it or the wiring that that sends the signal, either one of them could have taken a dump over there.
Or the connectors that connect everything together, as we've seen, Joe. A lot of stuff that's under the
green crusties there. You know what I mean?
Anything that's below the belt line is like, you know, underwater, and electronics doesn't like water, you know.
Yeah,
especially not salt water.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Was it salt or was it fresh water that?
No, it was salt water.
Oh, El Norte.
Yeah, yes. I live in a marina. So
okay.
Geez, could you get any closer to the water?
Oh, be
on a houseboat.
Yeah, that, I'm just kind of flipping through the manual real quick here, through all data, and yes, there is indeed a overdrive solenoid that operates that. It's pretty straight up, but before you start pulling out all the fancy diagnostics and whatever, just make sure that the wiring is good. Grab an ohm meter, you know what I mean, a multimeter, or you know, and just eyeball it. Just make sure you ain't got what they call sometimes on you know, the green crusties. You know what I mean?
I believe me, I know.
Yeah, because I would go there first. Also, that car's got them wacky European style fuses, right? The ones that are pointy and
around.
Yeah,
my Fiat. You know, yeah,
right. Yeah. Now, I've seen when a fuse looks good, but it doesn't make contact. So, what you may want to do there, if you haven't done so already, besides eyeball and see if the fuse is blown, take them out, hit them with a little, like maybe a. Like a little wire brush, you know, like one of them wired tight, you know, like the brass bristle.
Right, no, I know exactly what you're saying.
Right, yeah. I would just clean all that stuff up and give that a shot, because you want to know, them Volvos are like tanks, especially them old ones. They take a lot of abuse. I don't know about submarine patrol, but, you know, I would go there with the simple stuff first, you know?
Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
All right. Have a good one.
So long. You know, that's it. You never know what you're going to get here. Our buddy Al, Jeep and Al from Jersey, just said, hey, you know what? It's my day. He sends me a picture, which is great. You guys should see us. There's a Chevy Heartbeat, which is, let's see. There's a Chevy Heartbeat, and there's a Mopar Heartbeat below it.
Right.
I never saw that before, Joe.
That's very cool.
Wow. Look at that. So Al is proclaiming it to be his day, because in the middle of the heartbeat there's like a Mopar, you know, the Omega symbol. So,
well, that is absolutely nice. That is actually the waveform.
Classy,
yeah.
Yeah. See, well, the Mopar guys are always very, they always have their loyalty is very high.
You know, you're right, and
that's true.
We usually reserve this for Mark Warman, but because of these guys are in and they're such good friends, and I dug out my Mopar Power Club T-shirt. I was actually a member of this club.
Nice.
When I had my Challenger,
I
took it. I said, "This
Frankie boy,
it's never going to fit. Never going to fit. Never." And it fit. I was like, "Hey,
not bad."
This was our Mark Warman tribute, but we'll play for you guys.
How long ago was that shirt?
It was in the 90s. Yeah, it was
I can't even fit my left one in anything from the 90s. What, are you kidding me?
You guys will know this. This is, like I said, we reserved this for the TV dude. But you guys, too. Here we go. It's Bob coming out of the driveway. I love it. That's a band called Slant 6.
Slant, is that true?
Yeah, it is.
God, where do we get it?
You can look
it
up.
Get it to Joe and we'll go there and buy it.
Yeah, I clipped it off YouTube, so that's
great.
Where I found it.
That's great. Thank you, Ray. That's
Mopar Mania. They even got their own bands, you know?
Oh, right,
that
right.
Stuff. Pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, so I figured, why not? We'll throw it out your way. So Joe, back to the question I think I asked before. Your history with Mopar goes back a long ways, correct?
Yeah, as far as I remember, when I, 3, 4, 5, my dad had like a 59 Belvedere.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
With the wings on the back.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he bought a 69 Fury 4-door.
Nice.
And what I remember, they were pretty reliable cars. So I was like, yeah, I'm hooked.
Yeah.
And then my first car was, we'll call it a 69 Roadrunner.
Okay.
Nice.
Good enough.
Nice.
$700, green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And did you have to, was it a driver? Did you have to get the work on it to get it back on the road? Like we did, we built everything we owned, I think, right? Between Joe and I.
Well, no, it was running when we got it. My old man took me to go buy it, and we handed over the $700, took it home.
Had to be decent if your father gave it the okay.
Yeah, yeah, he had to give the okay.
383.
I don't want to say. You
know. Okay.
It's a nice motor.
Okay. A nice motor. That's.
He will give out information. See, Mopar guys don't.
It's better than the 360.
Anything's better than the 360.
You know, Bobby, I tell you, the difference is you get a bunch of Italians in the room, you get a little bit of wine, they'll tell you the social security number, we'll tell you whatever you want.
Right. Forget about it. Listen, I'm going to give out my Amex number now. Please don't spell more than 5,000. 3-2. Oh, sorry.
Right.
I got carried away.
So the Roadrunner, how long did you have that, Joe?
Less than a year.
Wow.
I took it my first year. I actually came to Nassau Community College, night school.
Right.
And it went to a Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
And drove home, 12:30 in the morning, Union Turnpike and Lakeville Road.
Oh, yeah.
Old guy runs a red light, makes
by the
a turn.
Diner. Yeah.
Goes
right
into me.
Oh, jeez.
Glad you didn't get hurt.
Well, good thing you're okay, yeah.
I know. There's four of us in the car.
Right. Wow.
No airbag, anything, and...
So what was the car that replaced that? A tank?
It actually wasn't a Mopar. It was a 71 Cougar XR7.
Okay. Nice car. That's a nice car, too.
Nice car.
Don't remember the end. Big engine, two-door, gold.
Right.
White vinyl top.
Uh-huh.
Drove it to Florida, and I realized one cylinder wasn't working, so we did... seven cylinders to Florida and back, but the Cougar was nice. Everything electric, power.
That's a beautiful car.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, they are.
I gotta say that.
Yep. Yeah.
Classed up version of the Mustang, yeah.
Remember the taillights on it?
Yeah. It's like...
sequential, right.
Yeah.
Steve, the classic car doctor. Yeah, Steve Linden's got one of them, too.
I love them, because the XR7s, they could have come with the hidden headlights in certain years. Beautiful looking car.
You could actually get that with a 351 Cleveland at a time, Joe.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I forgot the Eliminator, the Cougar Eliminator.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
How many of those you see on the road now?
Not many at all.
That's funny about, you know, like the upscale car companies, like, you know, Mercury, let's say, you know, they make their own pretty potent muscle cars, but you know, they get overshadowed by the basic Chevy, Ford, Chrysler stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
Hurst Olds, Buick GSXs, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, Cougar Limited is kind of in that class though too. You know, this is basically a Mustang drivetrain, but it kicks some serious butt. You know?
Oh yeah, that was a runner.
And like I said, today try and find one that's in good shape.
Yeah,
good luck.
It's like finding a clean '69 Camaro. You know?
Yeah, that's almost an oxymoron.
Yeah,
impossible. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
So we drove that for a couple of years, and then we went right to a. I had a job in a car dealership, and I bought a 75 Mustang Ghia 4-speed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And, there you go. Yeah.
Had that till I was 21.
Yeah, yeah. And on we go. It's funny how time passes, and you realize, like, wow, is it that long ago I had that car?
you don't realize it.
And now to try and replace that Roadrunner, you know what that's all about. Jeez, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we do have some good luck. We're going to take, we made it to the first break.
Yes.
So,
nice.
Nothing exploded.
Nothing exploded.
I'm proud.
Up. Right, we're still intact, so we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio with Ray Guarino, Joe D, Bob, and Joe in the studio. We're talking Mopars. We're going to get into your history, Bob. That's a story everybody wants to hear.
We're ready to laugh.
But first, let me pop it. We had Kim come in, take out the CD deck, we put in an 8-track here, just so I could play this. Get this 8-track. I couldn't get it at Joe's place because I didn't see any 8-tracks.
I got a lot of 8-tracks. I got to bring them to Joe.
Well,
I got them
brought
in my backyard. I got 300 of them.
They're
laying there forever.
I got a bunch, too. But you brought a hand truck of reel-to-reel tapes, and we got a machine over
here. Did you say reel-to-reel? I'm all in.
I know.
I'm always I call Joe like three times a month.
I know. So we'll play it off 8-track for everybody. This is something we all put in our cars back in the day. We were out cruising around, and most guys lettered the back of their Camaro with the name of this song. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it on Motor Mouth Radio on 90.3 WHPC.
show is brought to you by the NYCB Theater at Westbury, who presents Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show, on Sunday, April 7th at 8 p.m. More information can be found online at thetheateratwestbury.com.
Attention, all NCC students. Do you want to witness a musical showdown on campus? On Tuesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. in the CCB Multipurpose Room, Nassau Concerts and WHPC will be having their first annual Battle of the Bands. Come see talented students compete for the chance to win over the judges at this exciting event. If you can't be there in person, be sure to tune in to hear the battle on 90.3 WHPC live Tuesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. More information is available by searching for Nassau Concerts on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. The Nassau Community College Battle of the Bands. May the best musicians win.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk every single weekend. Yes!
Yeah, we're all highway stars in our own mind, and we're back. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We got Bob and Joe in the studio with us talking Mopars. You can get a hold of us at 516-572-7440. Follow us. Check us on the web, motormouthradio.com. We are on Twitter. On Motormouth Radio is our at symbol. And Joe's favorite on Instagram.
Real_Motormouth Radio.
Right, and we follow Infinity Records on Instagram all the time. Joe's always putting up cool stuff. So.
Always.
That's right.
Always. I follow him.
Yeah, me too. Yep. Follow us, like us, tag us, send us stuff.
Tag us, bag us.
We might even reply to you because we're good that way. You know,
well, the Motormouth Instagram is real good because it's very informative. That's why I like it.
Oh, excellent. You know, that's
boy. I just put
Well, yeah,
stuff
Ray
up.
Puts up some great stuff there. He really does.
We try.
Some of his stuff is truly artistic.
His stuff.
Oh, no, right. Joe puts up great stuff too. But it, you know, we'll put up stuff like from the shops that we work at. We, you know, it's automotive stuff. We figure we should do that. You know, yeah, we keep the cat pictures for guys like you, Bob. We share that with you.
Yeah, big into cats. Forget about it.
Yeah, I usually put up my latest stress inducing. Head scratching issue there.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you can learn a lot. You can see. And, you know, that's why I tell people that's what you want to do. You want to follow us there because that's the stuff we do during the week. We just do this for an hour every week. We do that other stuff for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't stop.
And not even full time, which is the scary part because we get enough full time stuff to, you know, to make it full time. But so, Bob, you happen to have in your garage a car that is quite spectacular.
Speak of this. You.
Please tell us about that.
Well, like Joe's dad, my father, he had a 1956 Plymouth convertible, black with the red inserts with the chrome.
Nice.
So that's how we got into that. And then he went to a 1963 Valiant with the push button on the dashboard, slant six.
Yeah.
And then he went to a 1968 Valiant.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought for my mom with bucket seats.
Oh, nice.
Green with a black top. Then he bought a 1970 Sport Fury.
Wow, yeah.
Copper tone, copper interior, white top, champagne 383. Had the turn signals that faced you in the hood scoops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Nice. Yes. Very nice. 69.
Oh, and they were fiber optic.
What a beautiful car. So
Joe, is that correct? I remember the Chrysler's the early one, them being fiber optic.
Yeah. No, they were bulbs.
Because I know Caddy had them in the
GM had fiber optics. I'm not quite sure about the Chrysler.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
No, I changed them.
Corrected.
They were bulbs.
Okay.
Yeah, the bulbs, yeah.
Yeah. Well, 69 was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a 70, and he had a 383 in there, and I say to my brother Dan all the time, he actually could have had a Hemi Sport Fury, because you could buy it then.
Well, the cops had the 383s.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been rare. Yeah, 383. So, and then he bought my mom a 71 Valiant, which I inherited. So,
okay.
That's the lineage. Always Plymouths, right. Chrysler's all the way up.
Right.
So in 73, I saw the Plymouth Cougar. My friend John had gotten a bronze one with white stripes down the side. And
yeah.
He was putting air in the tires, Joe, man. I just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So I told my mom I wanted to get one, and I went and I got, I took my dad, which was a mistake, to the John Fogelman in Valley Stream.
Fogelman, yeah, right.
His ads were the man with the hole in his head. And there was a picture of him with a hole in there because he made crazy deals.
Right.
So
much like you became a few years later, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I still got the hole in my head. I'm not too smart, but at least I can laugh about it.
Yeah.
So I took my dad in. A gentleman's name was Jack Volweiler back then. And I said, I'd like to buy a Hemi Cuda. It's 1974.
Love it.
So we sat down. We started writing out the bill. He goes, you can't get a Hemi Cuda. I said, why can't I get a Hemi Cuda? Meanwhile, my father would size 97 hands, catches mid for the Yankees, has hit me in the face. Where do you want to race it? So I took one in the head. It was not bad.
No, Dad, I need towing power.
Yeah. So, Ray, then I asked for a 446 pack.
Right.
Now he hit me in the other side of the head. Where do you want to race it? No 446 packs anymore, Joe. Finito.
Joe, does it sound familiar? The whole thing changed.
Oh, Maron. Then I go, I want to get a 444 barrel. Now I'm ducking because I'm not as dumb as I look, right? So he can't hit me now. Anyway, so I said, what's the biggest motor you could get? So he goes, you can get the 360 four barrel. And I said, oh, in the rear, I like to get the 355s. It's called the A36 axle package. Came with a power steering cooler,
right?
Oversized radiator, and a 355 differential positive rear. So he's swinging at me, and I'm ducking. He goes, what do you want to race it? You're not getting it. Give him the 318 and the 323s.
Oh, boy. He did.
So I left there. I left there. It was pretty sad.
Yeah.
So I went home. I told my mother.
Oh.
All right. So I go, Ma, told her the whole story. She goes, get him on the phone. My mother's 86. She'll be 86 in June.
God bless her.
So I get him on the phone. I go, Jack, how you doing? Jack, how you doing? He goes, okay, Bob, how are you? Jack, you got sons? He goes, yeah, I got four boys. I says, well, you better see if one of them wants a black Cuda when it comes in. Because if that comes in with a 318 and 323s, I'm not picking it up. Keep in mind, I'm 17.
Right, right.
He goes, don't put me in between your parents. I said, Ma, I turned the phone sideways. She goes, give it to him.
God bless Bob.
So the car came to her, and I waited 23 weeks for this car, wow. I want you to know. It was the last year of the Cuda.
Mm-hmm.
Last
right.
Cuda period. I have an email like that. Last Cuda.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came home from work and was in the driveway. I was polishing it up, Joe. Right, polishing. He goes, beautiful car. Aren't you glad you listened to me, son?
Yeah.
So I says, I don't listen to you. He goes, what do you mean? So I pointed to the hood scoop. It says Cuda 360. He goes, Maron Shimuni. He's calling me every Italian curse.
Were you wearing a helmet at the time?
Oh my God. He goes into the bed. He goes into the toolbox. He's a carpenter. He's chasing me up the block with a hammer. He has this Sigiliani, a Sicilian temper. Uh-huh. Forget about it.
Uh-huh.
So then you gotta laugh. I gotta tell you something. So he says, you're not getting the garage. He's going to put this giant Fury in the garage. Now, you know I want the garage, right? So he builds this shelf,
right?
Maron, 6 foot out to the floor, big beams. So I said to my little brother, Danny, I said, Danny, is he gone when he went to work? I says, give me the sledgehammer. I knocked the shelf down, and I put my Cuda in a garage.
You got a death wish, don't you?
Yeah, I know. No, but I love my dad, but I was kind of a rebel. I never did anything bad, but, you know, like, what did I, race cars, motorcycles, music, hey, like
I
all
remember,
of us.
I remember back in the day, you were a built guy. You were always in good shape.
Yeah, that was before the Monogot attack.
Right, but I'm sure your father was in good shape, too.
Oh, he was a big guy. Yeah, he was a big guy. So he came home, I said, I didn't listen to you, Dad. I'm sorry. I don't want the car that way, you know? So he came home with the shelf. I knocked the shelf down. He goes to me, where's your car, in the garage? I said, yeah, Pop. He goes, what happened? What's all the wood? What happened to the shelf? Nah. I worked 2 hours on that shelf. I said, Dad, I had it down in like 7 minutes. Right? So that was a state where I got my garage.
Really?
So, yeah, I got the garage then. Yeah, yeah. Because my parents had gotten divorced.
Oh,
I don't, and they went their separate ways. So that was I got the garage, but I still have the car in the garage. It has.
But he left her because she gave you the 360?
You what?
He left her because she got the 360.
I don't know. That could have been it, Joe.
Yeah, the phone call. Jeez.
But on. So I had it for the first year. I kept it. And it's in original condition. And then for 2 years it laid, I had to do chemotherapy for 2 years from 19 to 21.
Right, right, right.
So my mother held the bucket. She's the best, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it laid for 2 years. Otherwise, I would have wrapped it around a pole. I'm not that smart because I raced it and I did everything. The first year I had it, I put I went up to college with it, mm-hmm. up in Sullivan County, and I had 19,000 miles on the first year.
Wow.
It now has 29,400 on it in the next 40 years.
Right.
Somebody
right.
calmed down.
Yeah.
I know. I calmed down a lot. But it's called wife, kids, and all of that
stuff. Life.
Yeah.
And so, that car has been written up in...
It's in Old Cars Magazine.
Yeah.
In other words, it's on the cover. And if you Google my name, Bob Nizza, N-I-Z-Z-A, and you put in 1974 Cuda, it comes up first on Google right. under, and I'm not saying it like this, holding my nose. I'm very proud of it that I kept it.
Right.
All original owners, all of us feel that way about our cars, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just so, yeah, so, and you click on Car of the Week, Old Cars Magazine. And the biggest thing with this car is it's not a car. It's just, to me, It's a transport vehicle. I say to my wife, you know, I'm going to go back to the 70s. I go back to the car. I sit in it. I start it. My mother, my grandfather, my dad, you know, everyone's been in it. And to get out of it, and I look at it, Joe, and I go, you know what? How come you look the same and I don't? What's the matter with you? Forget about it.
And what does the car say back?
It doesn't answer me. Yeah, but it, you know what? It gave me a lot of, you know, it's a lot of joy just to, you know, just to hold. I just told, I was telling Joe before, I do a little, I have all the original parts for it. You know, it's original paint, 29,000 miles, like I told you. I just put a rim below steering wheel in it for us Mopar guys. That's a, you know, it's a wood grain wheel that you squeeze the side instead of pushing the center of it. My brother Dan bought it for me. It's got the Cuda coming out of leather. And it's
nice.
It's really beautiful, you know. So any of us that kept our old cars, it's you know, it's part of us, if you will.
That's right.
You could ring my bell with $1 million in a suitcase, I would not sell my car.
Right.
That's it. That's when you love something, right, Joe? Even if it's a Chevy, right, Joe? What do you think?
even Chevy.
Forget about it. What do you think? You know, this is Chevy. This is Chevy. We should get out of here.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the thread that keeps us all together. We, you know, we appreciate
it. We love
it
our cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We love our cars.
Cars, music, rock and roll, right?
We always say cars and guitars, You know, that kind of ties us together. It's
that's what it's about. You know?
I don't know what it is, you know. And we're all lucky to be born in that period of time.
Oh, my God.
Where we came up with all of that concurrently.
Right. You're right.
You know?
You're so right. You know what it's like? It's like when you hear a song, how many of us... It transports you where you are,
absolutely.
Who you were with. I'm in my car. I'm going to Infinity Records to look for it to see if he can get it for me. If he can't,
right?
I mean, it's just, you know, for obscure any kind of songs, it could be 40 years ago, you remember where you are.
Hey, these guys, Joe and Corey, found a Bonzo Dog Band for me. You know, the ins and outs.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was like, geez. Yeah, and it was funny because a couple of years ago, I said to Corey just kind of as a goof. He's like, and his eyes lit up.
Yeah.
He knew it. I'm like, oh, you know it.
He knows it.
So just like whenever I'm in there, I don't get to go in every week, but whenever I get in, I'd always just throw it at him. Now it's like I'm just busting his chops. I got it. Hey, Corey, how come I don't see Bonzo Dog? No, we'll get it one day. I saw his, and I'm like, okay, all right. And
he meant it, too.
Yeah, last month, he goes, hey, I got something for you. Here it is. I was like,
we get everything eventually.
Geez, I didn't know it'd be that expensive, but holy crap, yeah, I'll take it. So anyway.
You know, it's amazing trying to, you know, being in a turntable vinyl business. You know, I work for Audio Technica, and records are... They're just on fire vinyl and turntables. We actually sell out every month.
Wow. That's
you know, great. It's amazing. So for hard to find records, you know, thank God that Joe has a store like he has. Even old equipment, I call him all the time. Like I collect the Kai reel to reels.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you got any Kai reel? But do you have anything? Anything now?
Maybe.
Okay, I'm going there.
Yeah, right.
But I collect the reel-to-reel tapes and albums, big-time vinyl. I love that
me
stuff,
too.
You know.
I listen to mine all the time. And luckily, Joe has such a great selection. And, you know, it's... Forget the selection. Selection could be good, could be not good. It doesn't matter. The record quality is superb.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, I went to a music fair at the VFW last year.
Okay.
Just to go, because I said, oh, let me check it out. And I got, and you know, I bought a couple things. I come home, you know, the Steve Miller album I wanted was in, the jacket was right, but it was like a Beethoven album in there.
Oh, yeah, I've been through that.
You know, and the other stuff was like sketchy quality. Everything I get from Joe is
it's
like
all right.
Spot
it's dead on.
Perfect.
Dead on.
So, and that's, you got to live with that.
Yep. Very kind. Thank you, Ray.
Well, you know, and that's That's not a problem, Joe, because I don't compliment lightly, and like I like to compliment from fact.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
You know, it's got to be from fact.
You get one from him, it's real.
And you know what? It's a three-dimensional type store, though. Like, yeah. Ray, you and I go back, how many, 30, 40 years when I worked at Newmark & Lewis, right?
We're going to get into that,
in the audio department.
Mm-hmm.
And all the equipment, like you just showed me the receipts from the stuff that I sold you back then.
In 1985.
It blew my mind.
Right.
But I got to say something to you. All of that equipment that I had in that room, the JBL, the Altec, the JVC, the Kenwood, with the Sansui, all that great analog sound. Yeah. You could walk into Joe's and he's got this equipment all over the place. It's all on shelves, and you could actually buy it.
But I tell you, I ask Corey all the time, I said, you got that, you know, he plays a lot of jazz. That's his thing. Like, why do you listen to those little thin speakers on a plate? So a couple weeks ago, he had a set of Altecs playing.
The little Jensens.
And I was like, wow. I said, now you got some real speakers playing. Crank that stuff up.
Oh, yeah. When I was at JVC, we did the JVC Jazz Festival every year.
Right.
And we did, and my daughters, you know, they with, you know, Tony Bennett and Winston Marsalis.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And, oh, my God, it goes on and on. Isaac Hayes. Uh-huh. You name them. They would be there for us.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take another break. I'm going to play something that takes me back 30-something years. They weren't at the Jazz Fest but it's one of my favorite bands. See if you know this one. We'll be back with more Motormouth Radio with JoJo and Bob when we come back on 90.3 WHPC.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Hi, this is Rita Monte. Would you like to take a trip to romantic Italy with me? Let's go together every Thursday with Profumi d'Italia. You will hear and savor Italy's soul with music from yesterday and today. Learn about Italy's museums, countryside, restaurants, festivals, and wineries. Most of all, you will learn about Italy's history and its people. Thursdays at 5 p.m., experience the essence of Italy on the voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC.
This show is brought to you by the Paramount in Huntington, who presents the Marshall Tucker Band on Thursday, June 27th at 8 p.m. More information is available online at ParamountNY.com.
All right, we are back with more Motormouth Radio.
Rick Guarino,
Joe D. Yes, we got Joe and Bob in the studio. We got a call on the line. We got Grand Funk playing. We're going to say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, good morning, Motormouths. It's Tom from Massapequa.
Hey, what's happening, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm really enjoying the show today. And my God, the stories from the Italian Sicilian fellas and the record is amazing. Who's more Sicilian, Bob Nizza or Joe from Infinity?
I think Bob is.
Yeah. Okay. What's the matter with you? It's not true. Forget about it.
So I have a very important question here. I've dealt with Newmark & Lewis for my audio equipment back in the day, and they were very helpful.
God, yep. That's great.
One day, I bought a pair of Bose 301s from Newmark & Lewis on Broadway in Hicksville.
Okay.
I went down the block, and I was looking. There was a guy equivalent to Battling Barry down Broadway by the LIE. He convinced me to return the Bose 301s and buy Echo speakers.
Oh, Echoes.
Yeah, that was his house brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his house brand.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Echo speaker company, and were they, do you think they were of quality?
You know, that's a, I don't know, it's a very tough question because it's very subjective hearing when you listen to speakers.
Speakers is the most subjective. Yeah, it's like asking about a cartridge for your turntable.
Yeah, it's what you like. I mean, I've heard them, and they were a Battle & Barry house brand also. I don't remember. It wasn't an Atlantis Sound Echo. It was probably a Battle & Barry. That was Barry and John who owned it, and that went out of business for internal problems, we'll say it that way.
Yeah.
But the Echo speaker, from what I know of, on the enclosure was nice. It was a nice sounding speaker, I know that, but it was not a. It's not. I think that died when the company died because it was made specially for them.
Yeah,
but
how many
I'm
watts
not sure.
Do they take? How many watts?
Well, it's funny. Can you guys hear me? Because the call is breaking up
Tom,
a little bit.
Yeah, we hear you, Tom.
Tom, do you know what the power rating of those speakers are in wattage?
No, I don't. But I wound up becoming semi-friendly with the owner of Echo Speakers. They were at a Plainview, New York.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know how it transpired.
Yeah, okay.
It may have been replacing parts or something.
Maybe because you brought him coffee and Struyadel like you did with us.
I think it was. He brought you that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, right in the parking lot.
No, canole.
No, there was. I think it was a cannoli.
Call me, I'll come back. You got cannoli. I travel from anywhere. I take the cooter out in the rain.
Oh, geez.
Cooter out in the rain for cannoli.
Oh, easy.
Am I lying?
Yeah,
it's got to be a good cannoli.
It's got to be a good one, though.
I understand. Who has the cooter? Joe from Infinity or Bob Nizza?
Well, Bob Nizza does, and he's trying to talk Joe into buying the black Hemi cooter of his dreams. I'm working on him.
Yeah. Oh, all right, cool.
You got to convince Fran, though.
Curiosity, I know you work in the audio business. Do you work for Audio Technica?
Yes, I do. I'm a sales rep for New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. I came from being vice president of JVC. I started there at 86. I became vice president in 2002, and I was bought out in 2016.
It's a job interview.
God bless you. Well, good luck, because this whole thing is amazing. I love the comeback of vinyl and the equipment, because it brings me back from 12 years old. I wanted my first hardcore stereo, because my friend's father had a Marantz. He had Marantz and a reel-to-reel tape. Before I even knew about vinyl, these people were playing music to me on reel-to-reel tape. And they lived across the street in Hicksville from a guy from Steely Dan.
Oh, wow.
Just out of coincidence. Anyway, the Echo Speaker guys, we wound up buying like 10 sets of speakers of their brand.
Jeez.
And they moved up to Massachusetts into a hippie town back in like 76, I think.
Wow. Okay.
And anyway, I don't know. I Googled it recently, and they changed the name. They went on, but they were separate from that other store. Was it? Oh, Battle & Barry.
It had to be Battle & Barry's. That was their house brand at the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not well versed on it now.
Yeah,
but back then I know that.
Well, Tom, let me ask you: have you liked the speakers over the years? Are they still they still sound good?
Have them connected these days, but I have friends that have theirs. I had the cheapest set. My friends got the bigger set. They had like two different bigger sizes.
Okay.
And my friends loved them over the years. They bragged about them all the time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so they were really good. But it's funny because I had to go return the Bose 301s to
Newmark and
I
Lewis.
I felt guilty.
Too
and back
bad.
In the day, it wasn't as easy to return stuff, you know?
Too bad. I got two sets of those speakers. I love them.
I got to tell you, Tom, if I was in the Lake Success Newmark and Lewis in the shopping center, you were going to leave with a different speaker.
Yeah.
I promise you, because to let you out of there, I don't know who let you return them. I mean, you could do whatever you want, don't get me wrong, but there's so many good speakers, and Echo is one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But to just bring them in, you know, without saying, well, sir, would you be mind if I gave you something that cost a little more and you pay a little less? Mm-hmm. I think you would have listened. That's free, right? Right, Tom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I understand. The funny part was, I personally didn't respect the salesman at Battle & Barry. He was a little too hardcore for me, but I bought them anyway.
Yeah.
And I happened to see the guy in Manhattan, and I don't know him that well, so he could be a great guy.
Yeah.
But for 30 years, once a year, I'd see him on the streets of Manhattan. I mean, like, he's the guy who sold me the Echo speakers.
Wow.
You know, the other thing, too, when you buy speakers, you got to see, did the guy put on Yaz upstairs at Eric, or exercise at Eric's, or did he put on, like, when you wanted to hear, like, Black Sabbath War Pigs? You know, because the sonic change is different.
And did he have an equalizer going?
Exactly.
And Tom, with this guy, is like you and I, Ray. He sold him this first stereo, and you and I back then.
Yeah.
You just showed me the receipts.
Yeah, you sold me my first really good rig. Well, Tom, thanks for that call. And
take care, Tom. Good luck with the speakers.
And stay in touch.
Thank you, guys.
All
Have
the best,
a great
Tom.
Day. I'm really enjoying the show. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, Tom.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Yeah, it was funny. I remember when I walked into Stereo Warehouse in Valley Stream with my brother. He was going to buy, I think, a cassette deck or something. So he goes to deal with the salesman. I walk right into the sound room.
Of course.
And I hear... Any money, give me some water. And it was right at the one song break, and it just, like, the speakers just went snap.
You remember what it was on?
Yes.
Was it on Altec Lansing Model 19s?
No, it was a set of, I asked the guy, I said, what speakers are playing? Because they used to do the thing down one side of the wall where all the speakers with the grills, the other side without the grills.
Yeah, of course.
Bose 601s.
Nice speaker. And those are the ones you bought for me.
And I said, that's what I got to have. So
good
now
speaker.
I start dealing with Bob, and I said, Bob, I need these 601s. I already had the 301s.
Yeah.
And I saw the price tag. I was like, oh, geez. It's like, I'm married a year, like, you know, I can tell my wife, I can't.
Yeah. Like, honey, look what we got.
You actually got me those speakers as a, like, one was a floor model.
Yep.
And the other one was in the basement somehow.
Yep.
And that's how I ended up getting those speakers.
Yep.
Because Bob knew how to work a deal, Joe.
You
this
had
guy,
to.
Let me tell you something. He had to make his customers happy.
You
and
had
I still
to.
Play him to this day.
Or you could talk your ear off. Plus, you probably speak Italian. He speaks Italian.
Yeah. You know, che dice.
It's not true. Moron, I mean, forget about this guy.
Oh, boy. We're going to have to put out, like, now in the Dakota, we're going to have to put a whole Italian section in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in. I'm all in.
Right?
I'm all in. Joe's an honorary Italian.
Yes.
Come on,
absolutely.
Yeah, why?
He is.
Love my olive oil.
Oh, yeah. Aliulia.
Oh, my God.
I like my olive oil. Just talking about that yesterday with Mike from the shop. I was saying, yeah, I love my... There's a store by the shop that every once in a while we just get this
What's
garlic.
What's your name? I'm not sure which one it is, but
this garlic aroma comes out. He goes, Ray, it's there again. And I smelled it. I was like, oh, my God. I said, Aliulia. I said,
it's
I
a magnet.
To eat it. It would, like, flip up on my... I get zits on my chin. Oh, it was crazy.
Oh, forget about it.
Let's go back to the phones and say...
Yo.
Caller?
You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yeah. You guys, I just
hold on.
Just
turn your radio down.
I turned it down.
Okay, good.
I've been listening to you guys such a long time. I was never going to call.
Who are we talking to?
Barry from the People's Republic of Syosset.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Barry, how are you?
I've been listening to you guys since like 2004. But anyway, I just heard this guy call about the speakers at Battling Barry's. I was just talking to my buddy. We hadn't talked in such a long time, and my name is Barry. He said, Battling Barry. And I said, yeah, they had a shop opposite the bowling alley on 107 next to the Mid-Island Plaza Mall.
Right.
And I said, they always rooked me. I was always going in there for a Panasonic cassette deck, and they were always trying to, like, upsell me to the anyway, I was going to get a pair of Bic Formula 2s.
Yeah, I remember the Bic, sure. Yep.
Yeah, anyway, this guy was talking about Echo. There was another stereo place in the Mid-Island Plaza on the parking lot, and they were in an old, like, mock-up of a Boeing 707. It was called the Fly-By-Night Audio.
I never heard
and they had, like, all weird stuff there. Anyway, one time the plane was gone and they flew by night, but
they warned you, right?
Yeah, they warned you.
It was called Fly By Night Audio, and it was like actually in the mall, like where you'd go in there, like where IKEA is now, is somewhere like where U.S. General used to be.
You know what else was there, Barry? There was a store there. I used to go with my wife when she was my girlfriend. I've known her a long time. Called My Pie. It was a pizza place.
Oh, My Pie!
In the back of the menu was whole list of his stereo setup. He was using the Bose 901s.
Really?
And he had reel to reel decks. So this guy was a real audiophile.
I like him already.
So we went there for the pizza. And the audio was great because he played, like, contemporaries, a lot of Steely Dan at the time, stuff that you'd want to eat.
Analog stuff, great stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was...
Stuff.
Okay, flashback.
Joe, I think we got a diversion to the show here. We got to go, like, cars and audio.
your show 2 weeks ago was fantastic. I was going to call up and everything.
What did we do two weeks ago?
Actually, I don't know. I just woke up all miserable from the time changeover.
Ah, miserable.
We have sugar.
I think I spoke with Joe one of these years. I worked for Allen Test Products.
Yeah.
And I was a diagnostic trainer for them. We used to go around and do the SEA big box analog units.
The Allen
and
machines,
I worked for them, and I taught automotive and motorcycle repair, nice. And I got so much to talk to you guys, I just gotta shut up, but audio is my big deal.
Nice.
I worked for Inner City Records, and I knew Allie Morantz, who is the granddaughter of Saul.
Saul Morantz,
Yeah, and I just want to tell you guys, I used to hang out in Harvey Radio in Woodbury.
Harvey Radio, that was one of my accounts.
I'll tell you what, Barry, do this. It's on our website, but our email address is motormouthradio@ncc.edu.
Gotcha.
Send us an email. We'll get you in the studio. We'll bring you in like these guys. You're one of us. We'll bring you in and put you in front of the mic. We'll talk live. We'll do it.
You guys are killing me today. I just want to tell you, I could talk forever, but I love the show. I love Christian. I miss the Bronc calling up every week.
He knows the show.
Anyway, I'll surrender the airspace to the next dude. But,
all right.
It was great talking
nice
to you
talking
guys.
Nice talking to you, Barry.
Fantastic.
Take care.
Keep in touch, Barry.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
All right. Be good.
Take care.
And Barry, get that email address and send it to us. We'll get you in here. Like I said, we'll do it.
We're inducing a whole boatload of flashbacks.
We got to do the audio show here, I think. But we got to take our last break, so let's do that. We're going to talk about our good friend Steve Kay. And I tell you what, here's a song that we can all get in line with because it's one of our favorites here on Motormouth Radio. Ray, Joe, and Bob on Motormouth Radio. We'll be back in a minute. 90.3 WHPC. Take it, Freddie.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motormouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Every sound, every note, including the bass, on this track is played by a monkey.
American Hit Radio, Wednesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
We are back, Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We have Bob and Joe in the studio with us. We're taking your calls at 516-572-7440, talking about all your car and music concerns today, because we flipped the script again on everybody, and
yes,
that's what we do
makes
here.
Makes it fun, right?
Cars, yes. Music, stereos, all that stuff that is part of life when it comes to
kind
what
of a
we
mainstay,
do.
Yeah. So, Joe, you got a couple. You're driving a couple of Mopars now, late model Mopars, but Mopars nonetheless.
Yeah, I went through modern Mopar transition. Yeah, we had a 2006 Dodge Charger Mango. Nice. It was my wife's. We was going to buy her Volvo that weekend.
Uh-huh.
Because she was due for a new car, and we test drove the Volvo. And I said, just for the heck of it, I want to go test out, drive one of the new Chargers.
Right.
It's got like 11 years ago. So we went for a ride, all four of us, my wife and two kids.
Okay.
And I let everybody drive it because they were nice at the dealership.
Nice.
And my wife, she's like tugging my shirt like after we left. She said, I don't want the Volvo.
Oh, nice.
She says, I want that Dodge Charger.
Mopar.
Excellent.
Mopar, no car.
Yeah, just to speed it up. Yeah, so I got her Dodge Charger. I got myself a Challenger as soon as they came out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got another Challenger because my old left leg didn't like the clutch on the 6-speed.
Oh, God.
So here's something that we always talk about. Now, I drive, my car's a Pontiac, it's a resto mod. It's an old car, but I built it with newer stuff in it.
Yep.
Not newer, like Terry LSX that I didn't put an LS in it, but, you know, a lot of suspension. It handles like a slot car, Bob. It's kind of scary, but the question is now, what do you think to compare the older stuff that you had to the newer stuff? Do you have a preference? And what about you, Bob? I mean, you've had some newer stuff too.
Well, yeah, I have a Jeep Grand Cherokee now, and after my Cuda in 74, I bought a 76 Cordoba.
Oh, yes,
Ricardo Montalban with the leather seats, the commercial. Look what they did to my car.
Right.
You know what they did to the car?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Joe. Had a 360 in it.
Lean burn.
76. And what they did was, instead of putting the 727 CUDA transmission with the big bell housing, they put the 904
in
this $4,500 car, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went through two transmissions before 20,000 miles to pull this car.
Yeah.
I don't know who thought of that.
Well, you know what? Most people drove those cars. That was a personal luxury car. Like a Grand Prix or a Riviera.
Yeah, so I was going to say, how old were you when you had that car?
I was 76, 50. I was 20.
That's why.
Okay, yeah. Your average gray hair old lady probably never got halfway past the halfway down the gas pedal.
But to answer your question, we've always had my brother Dan has a 70 CUDA.
Yes,
that with 340, beautiful. It's that F8 forest green metallic. Oh, my God, what a beautiful car. It's 340, 4-speed.
All takes is money, Joe.
Oh, yeah. And he has a 2018 now, the SRT.
Okay, wow.
And I look at it, and it's beautiful car. It's that B5 blue.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. So we talk all the time, and, you know, my car, it's a rattle trap. They don't handle, like, to your point, Joe, to the like the your Camaro did or the Trans Ams.
The
Mopars didn't.
Right.
But they were fun. They were rough. That you could cost more to make them run.
Yeah.
And they have a timeless look.
Yes.
When I pull that CUDA out of the garage.
Good-looking cars. That's
that
damn
car,
sure.
It's like a 69 Charger pulling it out of the garage. It's
style.
It's classy. And I don't have all of that. I mean, these cars run 12 seconds with the air conditioning on.
Right,
what
right.
do we have to do when we're kids, Joe, to make a
to
car
go
run 12
seconds?
Seconds.
Yeah. Mud on.
Forget hot. About it, right? Like we say, right? But nowadays, the difference between the two of them, I mean, I got to say this. The new ones are nicer. They ride better.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I was telling Joe the story. My computer on my Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, I speak good English if you haven't
Jeep.
Noticed. The Jeep.
The Jeep.
I like it. The Jeep. The Trent. That's why I love Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
I like the shortcut. Glenn's here. I'm still not. Forget it. But thank you. Grazie. See,
was that
a shot? I'm asking you.
Nah,
okay. Anyway.
It's a joke. Bad joke.
I know. It's a good joke. But I went to a set of tires. My CUDA has no computer in it. It's just, if I got spark and I got gas, it's going to go. The computers are rough.
Yep.
I like it the way it was.
Yeah.
Well, it was a hell of a lot easier, that's for sure.
Whole different experience.
In many ways.
Yeah, you know, it's visceral. I always say it's visceral. Just like a show on the station, Lyrics to Go, which you should check out Fridays at 11 p.m.,
uh-huh.
where you can explore the creativity of hip-hop music with host, our good buddy, DJ Solero. We were talking about him outside before.
Oh, yeah, DJ Solero. So, I love him. Just plays some really rare grooves.
And Rare Groove is his other show.
Oh, God. He really digs deep in the soul funk.
He does some good stuff, Good friend of ours. So, guys, we're coming to the end of the show. We only have like seven minutes left. So, geez. I told you it was going to fly, right?
It did,
Yeah, next show we're going to do Boats and Hoes, not...
little stepbrother action.
Yeah, right? Hey, we'll make it happen. It's, we've done strange stuff before. Why not? Yeah, what the heck?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we have, just talking about what's coming up, we have a couple things happening. We're going to be going into our fundraising marathon in a few weeks.
Yes, that's right. So get in the pockets now. Open up, you know, get the checkbooks ready. You know what I mean?
Well, it goes to a good cause. It supports community college radio station.
Absolutely.
Which is something you don't get this stuff.
Keep us talking
on the big stations.
That's
you don't
for sure.
No.
Yep. Oh, the variety is great.
Well, because they wouldn't let us on. That's why they wouldn't let us walk in the door.
They're
you guys
still laughing.
Get out of here.
Kidding?
there's a lot of good
programming on here. A lot of good music. Not to mention, well, every once in a while, there's us.
Yeah, they let us slip in there once a week, right?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, they definitely show that they have a heart for those of us who are less fortunate.
Right.
So by all means, kick in.
Joe, you want to send out a plug to your business? Tell people where you're at and how they can find you?
Plug it in.
Do I have to put money on the counter?
You don't.
This is Joe from Infinity Records in Massapequa Park. You can catch us on Facebook, Infinity Records. And we're on Instagram, too. I don't know what the Instagram name is, but Infinity Records USA, probably.
Right.
Great store, great electronics. And if you see the 44069 Roadrunner outside, Joe's in the house.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
And Bob, what do you think? You want to throw out anything out there for people to hear, or
he loves
any messages you want to throw out there? This is the time to do it.
But. Well, I just want to say hello to everyone and keep Mopar in your heart
and buy all your Technica
and buy some Audio Technica products and visit us at Infinity Records.
Yeah,
you'll see the two Cudas outside in the front, mine and Joe's.
Right, and I tell you,
car show.
Right.
And I want to thank Ray and Joe for having us today.
This is great.
Yeah. Everyone, I wish everyone good health and happiness and
peace and
take
love.
Take care. Thank you.
Our pleasure for sure. You know what I did?
Thanks,
actually,
Ray and Joe.
I've been. Oh,
appreciate
no problem, guys. You know, Joe, I told you a couple of years ago I wanted you in, and the door is open. It's family. You know, you guys come in whenever you want.
You were smart, though, Ray, because you said to me,
"Took a book
I got Joe coming
your
in,
book.
And you told him I got Bob coming in." So you guys are smart. I like it.
I came
out in the rain. Forget about it.
It's bundling. You know,
he's a master. That stuff.
He is. He's good.
Master schedule.
And I got to say this. From analyze this. You're very good, Ray.
I got to tell you something. I've been just on a side note. I've been using my Technique Turntable, my SLD2, since 1979 when I bought it.
I know it.
Yeah. I noticed a couple problems with it audio wise. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I thought I had bigger issues. It ends up the whole bottom of the turntable has a crack running through it. So that's what. So I said I need a new turntable. So I did some research, and I ended up buying an Audio Technica, ATLP-120.
Nice piece.
Because this
nice
way I got piece. The USB, I could put Beautiful. It out to the computer. I haven't done that yet, but I'm very, and, you know, they That's knock. It looks like a knockoff.
It is. Solid piece.
It's like a knockoff of the SL-1200.
Yeah, it's very similar, if you notice
the
that.
The DJ table, yes, it's very similar.
And it's very rugged.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
I like it. It's black, so ATL, it looks cool.
Yeah, with the blue lights and the strobe. The best thing about that table is the performance to the price range.
Absolutely.
It's just sick.
Absolutely.
This table's at a 200 and more that don't do what that table does in terms of quality.
No, price point is good.
And Joe,
you had
one in the shop over by you, and I see those tables, Joe. It's just you see the turntable, and there's a belt that runs to an outside. Like everything is
that happens at the old Empires and
real high dollar stuff.
Yeah, we make one called the ATLP-7. It's all black, very hot looking. It's a $799 retail. With the little cover with the belt,
right?
It weighs like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Very solid.
Right. Yeah, they're just kind of like androidish looking. They're like, they look like alien beings from another place. But I don't know.
It's great stuff.
I'm a speaker guy. I like looking at speakers. To me, that's just like my thing. You know,
I do that when I go home in the basement.
I bet. Yeah, in your basement.
I got the seven sets. My wife says, "Why do you need all these speakers?" That's because everyone sounds different. I got one chair in the middle of the room.
It's very true.
Jazz, Altec Lansing for rock and roll. Model 19s, JBL L300s, JBL Sovereigns.
Oh, you got 300s?
44 JBL 4435.
I had the 200s in like a couple weeks ago.
Those are nice.
Those are big.
We all have a couple kids because they're all different, right? So just like speakers, kids are all different. Some give you a
different
hard time,
sound.
Some don't, some sound great, some squawk
at you. What you were going to say. Some you like, no, some you don't.
I love my kids.
But
you
let them all live.
I love my kids. They're great.
We're all fortunate to have good kids.
Yeah, what's very lucky.
I didn't hear what you're saying.
It's not your kid, is it?
No. Kim? No, that's not my kid.
Good.
So,
I appreciate that's really, I don't know, what it says about our age there, but...
Right. Well, yeah. We're all of a certain age. That's true.
Our age. Kim, you want to trade ages with any of us? We're all in.
Oh, geez.
Than you think.
No, Kim, no.
So, fellas, that's it. We got to get out of here. Let Kim do her show.
Mimi. On the road.
Best of Springsteen and anybody who played with Bruce. And guys, thanks for coming in. We'll
thanks
be back
for having us.
Great next time. Week. We'll see you then. Bye.
On WHPC.